once more, my soul, thy Savior through thy word is offered full and free. And now, O Lord, I must decide, shall I accept of thee? I will, God helping me, I will, O Lord, be thine. Thy precious blood was shed to purchase me, I will be wholly thine. By grace I will thy mercy now receive, thy love my heart hath won. On thee, O Christ, I will believe and trust in alone. I will, God helping me, I will, O Lord, be thine. Thy precious blood was shed to purchase me, I will be wholly thine. Thou knowest, Lord, how very weak I am, and how I fear to stray. For strength to serve, I look to thee alone, the strength you must supply. I will, God helping me, I will, O Lord, be thine. Thy precious blood was shed to purchase me, I will be wholly thine. Now, O Lord, give all with us today the grace to join our song. And from the heart we'll gladly with us say, I will to Christ belong. I will, God helping me, I will, O Lord, be thine. Thy precious blood was shed to purchase me, I will be wholly thine. Here below, and said, O Lord, wilt thou? To them I will, was ever thy reply. We rest upon it now. I will, God helping me, I will, O Lord, be shed to purchase me, I will be wholly thine. I will, God helping me, I will, O Lord, be thine. Thy precious blood was shed to purchase me, I will be wholly thine. I will, God helping me, I will, O Lord, be thine. Thy precious blood was shed to purchase me, I will be wholly thine. I will, God helping me, I will, O Lord, be thine. Thy precious blood was shed to purchase me, I will be wholly thine. thy precious blood was shed to purchase me, I will be wholly thine. Thy precious blood was shed to purchase me, I will be holy thine.
Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes and sing this song loud and clear. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control, hallelujah. As I walk along the way is now. Oh yes, Holy Spirit. Come and reign, come and reign, hallelujah, come and reign in my life today, Almighty God, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh. Now with a loud voice, do something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Do something new today, today. Hallelujah. Do something new in my life. Something new. In my life, do something new. In my life, to do something great. Do something great. Sing it loud and clear. Something great in my life. Do something great in my life today. Hallelujah, do something great in my life. Something great in my life. Something great in my life. And God will make a way where it seems to be. Oh, he walks the way we cannot see. Yes, he will be my God. Oh, he goes into his side with love and strength. For each new day, yes, he will make our way. Sing it again loud and clear. God will make our way where there seems to be no way. He walks the way we cannot see. Yes, he will make a way for me. He will be my God, holding closely to his side, with love and strength for each new day. Yes, he will make a way. made impossibility possible. He made impossibility. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah,
He made impossibility.
Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Shammah,
He made impossibility.
Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nissi,
He made
Hallelujah, He made
impossibility possible.
And He made impossibility possible. Raise up your right hand to the heavens, beloved, and shout this loud and clear. Prophet Zechariah saw a vision. He shouted loud and clear. He said, "This is wickedness." The prophet shouted loud and clear. Can you shout this now loud and clear? Association of wickedness. Gathered against me. Hear the word of the Lord. Scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to scatter that association. Scatter them by fire. Basente katende raba. Ribosoponde keyabo shente raba kataraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my breakthroughs is not negotiable. I move forward by fire. My breakthrough is not negotiable. I move forward by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. It is not negotiable. Not negotiable. It is not negotiable. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, the power that destroyed Goliath. The power that promoted Joseph. Can I hear all the sisters shouting that louder? Let me hear the brothers roaring like thunder. Change my story by fire. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a wonderful time like this. We thank you because you are a great God and you do great things. We thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the victory that was won on Calvary. We thank you because of your promise which says, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, open our understanding. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Something great, wonderful, marvelous, it's about to happen in somebody's life. A transaction is about to take place. that will change people's story forever. If you believe that, let your amen be loud and clear. The message of this morning is to give you a small teaching on your assignment tonight. We all have an assignment to perform tonight for ourselves, for our destinies, for our nation. And so this short message is called At Midnight. At Midnight. It will try and explain to you a little bit about the mystery of midnight prayer. At midnight. In Psalm 119, verse 62, Psalm 119, verse 62, it says this: At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. In Acts of Apostles chapter 16, verse 25. Acts of Apostles chapter 16, verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Why did these two prayer warriors, David, Paul, why did they choose that hour? We'll try and explain a little bit. When you say night, night talks about darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. Darkness is the presence of blindness. Many are passing through their own spiritual night now. But I decree that the Lord will deliver you by fire. Night starts by sunset. Night is considered unsuitable for labor. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night coming when no man can work. Night is considered unsuitable for labor. Night is designed for rest. Night is also favorable to the purposes of the wicked. Wild beasts, dangerous animals go in search of prey in the night. Shepherds of the Bible knew this. That's why you find the Bible says wild shepherds watch their flocks at night because of the dangerous animals and thieves at night. The night is a period of severe calamities. Why? Because there is the absence of light. Darkness is not a positive creature, but is the consequence of the absence of the sun. Darkness is very uncomfortable. Darkness causes a man to expose himself to unconscious dangers. Darkness will cause a man to roam around and wander about, thinking that he's on the road, whereas he has missed the road. Darkness causes a man to stumble. Darkness is silent. There is silence in deep darkness. Darkness has binding powers. It limits activities. Darkness has divisive powers. It separates. Most human beings, beloved, therefore sleep at night when there is darkness. That night is when all that is evil, all that is unworthy of light, all that is wicked is let loose upon the earth. In darkness, your best friend may harm you without your knowledge, because that's why the darkness is more conducive to satanic operation. The discos, the nightclubs, the bars, the beer parlors, they prosper more at night. And most criminals prowl about in darkness. Most witchcraft meetings and the covens, they meet at night. So mostly, iniquity flourishes in the dark. As somebody filters clean water, and that clean water is recommended for drinking. So is night also silent. Plenty of activities in the day create distractions, but in the night all those things just vanish away. That's why when somebody begins to tarry in prayer at night, you can suspend all astral travels and throw spiritual stones and spanners at the works of the enemy. That's why that night is also the time to instill fear into your enemy through their own dreams and visions. During night prayers, when your enemies are sleeping, you can pray a prayer of revelation from God. You can pray a prayer that can throw their own dreams too into disarray. This is the mystery of the night. The spirit of a sleeping man is weak and harmless. It's like an experience of death. The devil knows this, and he capitalizes on the weaknesses of people to undo them at night. But if you understand the principles, you can wage war correctly and get things to begin to happen. There are millions and millions of spirits moving about in darkness. Marine powers, witchcraft powers, familiar spirits, wandering spirits, forest spirits, evil angels, satanic agents, wicked personalities on evil assignment, occultic powers, spirit wives, spirit husbands, ancestral strong men, ancestral spirits, powers from the moon that smites by night, terror by night, pestilence that walketh in darkness, recruitment agents for Satan, dream manipulators, diviners, night caterers. All these are forces. Immediately it is their time, they start moving. Most working place, they have some working hours, maybe 9 to 5 or 8 to 4. So that's why when you utilize your midnight hours in prayer, things begin to happen. Praying at midnight is highly spiritual, highly strategic in warfare. The hours between 12 midnight and 3 a.m. are hours in which a high traffic of business is transacted in the spirit realm. So if you have serious business to transact in the spirit realm, that 12 to 3 is the best time. And that's why as you read your Bible and you begin to follow it, you find plenty of midnight deliverance in the Bible. Deliverance at midnight. So if you effectively utilize this hour, you will also experience a breakthrough. You don't have to pray from 12 to 3. No. Even if it's only 15 minutes, and start 12 dots. When you have serious spiritual business to transact, 12 dots you start. Pray for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 1 hour, it's okay. If you're able to do that one. In the book of Exodus, chapter 11, verse 4, all these principles are well laid out in scripture. Exodus chapter 11, verse 4. We have plenty of scripture to look through. Exodus 11, 4. Are you there? And Moses said, "Thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt." Why is the Almighty picking that hour? The same thing, Exodus chapter 12, verse 29. Exodus 12, 29. And it came to pass that at what time? Midnight. The Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. So the midnight, beloved, is a time of freedom, a time of breaking bondages and releasing yourself from the prison of the taskmaster. I am believing God that somebody in this service this morning will receive total deliverance as a result of these midnight prayers. In Judges chapter 16, Judges chapter 16, please follow me very quickly because of our time. Judges 16 verse 3. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and he went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of the hill that is before Hebron. You too have to follow Samson's example. You to open up for the Holy Spirit to fill you at midnight, so that you too can uproot the gates of the enemy and their strongholds. So if you want prayer that will have a huge impact on the enemy, start midnight. I see somebody here today too, that as a result of your midnight battle, your Goliath shall be destroyed. If you go a little bit further and you go to the book of Ruth, you find Ruth, after that Judges. Ruth chapter 3 verse 8. Ruth discovered her husband at midnight. So the midnight is the best time to pray for marriage. You want to get married? The midnight is the best time to stand up and begin to pray that God should give you a good wife, a good husband. Those desiring good wives, good husband, the midnight is the time to discover your spouse. Ruth 3:8. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman laid at his feet at midnight. Time to pray for marriage. If you go to Psalm 119 that we've read before, Psalm 119 verse 62, 119:62. Do you want to offer the kind of praises that will make heavens to shake? Praise God starting at midnight. Psalm 119 verse 62. Say, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. So if you want God to intervene in your situation, utilize midnight hour for praise and worship. By so doing, you cannot lose a single battle. You try it and see. In Acts of Apostles chapter 16 that we've read before, Acts 16 verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. They were not quiet about it. The Bible says, and the prisoners had them. So the midnight is a time of release from every prison. Paul and Silas were in physical prison, but their being kept there was engineered by the enemy. When they now utilize the mystery of midnight hours in prayer and praises, God initiated an earthquake that opened prison doors and loosened their chains without collapsing the structures. If there is anyone who is chained in any spiritual prison, and I tell you that spiritual prison is the worst imprisonment, midnight prayers shall certainly shatter the chains. Not only that, it will initiate the earthquake of deliverance that will set you free. In the book of Job, chapter 34, Job 34, verse 20, Job 34, 20, it says, in a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. Midnight is the hour for you to destroy the destroyer. The Bible says the mighty shall be taken away without hand at midnight. This means that despite they are defending themselves, despite hiding themselves, as you apply the mystery of midnight prayers, God will set you free and destroy the stronghold of the mighty. Believers don't run away from people threatening them or issuing threats. Rather, they gather at midnight to deal with them. Once you get up at midnight and you raise an altar to God, and your altar begins to speak, woe befalls any power of the night that has gathered against you at that hour. I want you to understand this mystery. In Matthew chapter 25, Matthew 25, verse 6, Matthew 25, verse 6, it says this, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Midnight is the time for all believers to continually assess their spiritual lives, because Jesus the bridegroom may come at an hour unknown and unexpected. This can happen at midnight. Whatever storm of life has rocked the boat of your destiny and caused you to roam about aimlessly, when you begin to connect to the mystery of midnight hour, whatever you are seeking for, whether marriage, business, or is your academics, things begin to happen. And I'm praying for somebody here that any power that is using the night to steal from you shall be buried alive here this morning. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen roar like thunder. In Luke chapter 11, verse 5. Luke 11:5. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go to him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Midnight is the hour of asking, seeking, knocking the doors. When you petition heaven at this hour, things begin to happen. No wonder the Bible says, this book of law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Midnight is the time to meditate on the word of God, to locate the relevant scriptures and begin to meditate. Midnight, that midnight watch from 12 to 3 is a period that is very weak in the realm of the bond woman, for they don't pray at that time. So if you have been aroused by children of the bond woman, midnight to 3, then you start the battle too. I pray that as many warfares are waged against you or anyone here, for the Bible says, while men slept, his enemies came. Every night warfare that has prospered in anyone's life here shall be dismantled in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. The best time to catch a thief is when the thief is in act. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 20. 1 Kings 3, 20. You will recall this story. It was at midnight that the woman stole the other woman's baby. 1 Kings 3, 20. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while the handmaid slept, and laid this in her bosom, and laid a dead child in my bosom. That was when that evil was carried out. So the enemy also locates midnight to cause trouble. But thank God, the same midnight is a midnight for slaying. It was in the night the angel of God came and slew all the forces of the Assyrians from Sennacherib and destroyed 185,000 of the powers of the enemy at the time of the night. I pray that today, as we all go into these prayer battles, that the hand of the living God will arise for the sake of everyone here to give a powerful breakthrough. Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this louder than anyone around you. Powers of the night, assigned to disgrace me, I bury you now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's go on a little bit further. In 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 13. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 13 says, and he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he's in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and great hosts, and they came by night and compassed the city about. When the king of Syria wanted to arrest Elisha, it did not come during the day. It came at night. As far as the kingdom of darkness too is concerned, the night is their meeting time. It's their conference time. It is when they meet to deliver their reports, to deliberate and strategize, to make evil reports, to decide who to destroy and who to allow to live. It is the time they plan to destroy destinies of people, including Christians. It is the time to renew their evil covenants and renew their evil altars. It is the time they supervise their burdens and supervise the punishment they are going to give to others. The night is the working hour of all the witch doctors and the native doctors. They just carry out what they've done in the night in the day. It is what they've perfected in the night, they begin to operate in the day. The night is their working hours. No wonder the Bible says, while men slept, his enemies came. This is the time they destroy the destiny of people. I'm praying for somebody here this morning that every satanic activity against you in the night shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. If at the time they have called a coven meeting and they are discussing your matter, if it's at that hour you now stand up and raise an altar to God and begin to pray, confusion comes into the coven and they scatter. Most times we begin to pray when the meeting has been held, decisions have been taken, and we didn't stop it. They've started their meeting at 12 midnight, they finish at 3 a.m., they've taken their decision, and you now begin to pray next day at 9 a.m. in the morning. That is when they've already passed their decisions. But if at the particular hour they were in that meeting and they are mentioning your name, and you begin to pray that let my name become thunder to scatter the camp of the enemy. So you should not underestimate the power of the midnight battles. That time is the hour to tame every satanic lion and disgrace every power that is bent on disgracing you. Therefore, beloved, we all have a serious assignment to carry out tonight. If you need to put on your alarm clock, you better put it on. At 12 midnight tonight, everyone present in this service here now that wants to experience the God of breakthrough, and you want the uncommon testimonies to be your lot, and you want to suffocate the camp of the enemy unto desolation, 12 midnight, rise up. Even if it's only for 20 minutes, take these prophetic prayers you have been given today. It's in your hand now. Or collect from the ushers if you don't have, and pray through these prayers within 12 and 1. Start at 12 midnight, prompt. All those visitors who roam around people's houses at 12 midnight, tell them to go away because of this. When it's a few minutes to 12, switch off your phone so that the phone will not disturb your life. Then don't kneel down, you will sleep off. Remain standing. As we run through the 21 prayers here, seriously and aggressively, and then watch what will begin to unfold after these particular prophetic prayers. This year, it is dangerous to accept nonsense from the enemy. And that is why we are doing this now. Midnight prayers. Within 12 and 1. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, it's okay. If you want to do it for 1 hour, it's okay. But the prayers are in your hand now. Glory be to the name of Jesus. This is where I've taken the trouble to take you through the scriptures. So you know the scriptural backing for the battle we're about to do. We are in a position to change our world. We're in a position to command our story to change. We have the greatest weapon of prayer. If we don't use it, then it is our fault. I shared something many years back. Many of you will have heard me sharing it. A man made 26 million naira profit in July. By December, he had 6,000 naira left. He came to me for prayers. That time, the counselor was there, just auditorium A. He explained to me what was happening. I said, let us pray. As I closed my eyes in prayer, the Lord said, son, don't pray for this man. Ask him to go and bring all his juju here. Tell him to bring his fetish powers here. So I said, Mr. Man, we are not going to pray now. Bring your juju, your fetish powers here. The man started to laugh. He laughed and laughed and laughed and fell down from his seat. By the time he stopped laughing, he looked at me and said, man of God, you asked me to bring my juju here. He said, the reason I'm laughing is because I will need a trailer to bring them here. Trailer. Yeah, he's an educated Nigerian. He's not an illiterate. And I said, okay, go and bring the most powerful one here. He thought for a few seconds. Said, okay, jumped out. Entered his jeep and drove off to, is it Banana Island or what do they call that island? Somewhere. And he came back later with a bottle. Inside that bottle was a cobra snake, half filled with concussion. I said, what do you do with this snake water? He said, I drink it. You drink snake water? He said, yes. I said, but why? He said, don't you know the cobra? The cobra is the king of snakes. So when I drink this snake water, when I talk to anybody, they must listen to me. When I say bring check, they bring check. Bring money, they bring money. that is a child of the devil. If this snake man wants a contract, and you as a child of God, you want the same contract, and the snake man does his homework well, he drank his snake water, but you, a child of God, who has the weapon of prayer,
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, in the name of Jesus, amen.
What is going to happen? The scenario that will play out will be this. He will get the contract, and the child of God who has weapon he refuses to use will not get anything. We have the weapon of prayer, and it's the greatest force in the universe. Rise up on your feet now. What time are we praying this prayer tonight? Put on your alarm clock if you know you want to fall asleep. It is dangerous to start it after 12. It's 12 midnight. All eyes closed. I want to pray some prayers now. And I want your amen to roar like fire and like thunder. As I pray those prayers, the power of God shall begin to move from person to person. The first prayer I want you to pray will cause deliverance. The first prayer I'm going to pray will cause deliverance for those who have evil things in their dream transferred to life. All of a sudden, as the prayer is going on, a personality will walk out. As I continue to pray this prayer, there are people here this morning who have come with one infirmity or the other. A hand from heaven will touch that place, and the healing power of God will deliver you completely. And that which you were unable to do before you got here, you begin to do so. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you because you are a God that answered prayer. For your word says, all thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Father, I pray that as many people as are here this morning, and the powers of the night have been troubling your dream life, and the powers of the night have been stealing from you, and the powers of the night have stolen your destiny, stolen your virtues, right there where you are, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, receive your deliverance now. Receive it, 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 in the name of Jesus. Makate satenda yabosha. That's right. That's the power of God coming upon you. Something is happening to you over there. That's right. That's the power of God. Masikatenda ya boshende rabaka. Daribo kapiali katanda. Every wicked mark put on your forehead in the night, let the blood of Jesus begin to wipe them off. In the name of Jesus. The swelling in the neck, the one in the armpit, the one inside the throat, the one inside the nostril, the one inside the womb, the one on the backbone, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command you to receive your healing now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you have any sickness on your body, lay your hands there now. All the forces of Goliath, the forces of Herod, the forces of Sambalat and Tobiah, troubling the body of anyone here, the spirits of infirmity, I bind you now. And I cast you out. Get out and enter no more. Get out, enter no more. Get out, enter no more. Get out and enter no more.
more. Get out and enter no more. Get out and enter no more. Get out and enter no more. In the name of Jesus.
Silence now, beloved. That sister over there, you have been seeing yourself being pursued, being harassed, being tormented and afflicted. Right there where you are, the blood of Jesus is being poured upon you to remove you from the cage of torment.
Yes, that's the power of God coming upon.
That's right. You long-term problems, long-term infirmity, long-term condition, hear the word of the Lord. It is written that every tree that my Father has not planted shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. I command you to disappear. Receive your deliverance. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it, 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 receive it,
in the name of Jesus.
Every power that has been blocking the way of your complete joy, I command the powers to scatter in the name of Jesus. Receive your testimony by the power and the blood of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And every power that does not want to let you go, I command the power to be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Silence now, beloved. You, the powers moving about in the body, causing discomfort, I cut off your power. In the name of Jesus. Aha. That's right. All the heaviness in the legs, the heaviness in the neck region, the pain in the head, the migraine, the breathing difficulties, I bind your power in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you brought any sickness here, check your body now. Do what you are not able to do before. Do it now. Check your body very well. I don't want the devil to put the problem back on you. So once you check your body and you discover that you have been healed, quickly find a way to the altar here. I didn't say you should come out if you want prayer. No, 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 no. You've checked your body. You brought a condition here. It has vanished. Find a way quickly to the altar here. Don't let the devil put back the problem. Everybody will now shout this loud and clear. Please, this is not a day to negotiate. Of the night, troubling my habitation. Can you shout this loud and clear? Death! In the name of Jesus. Makato sopola kaya boshandara. Descendeke yabo shentera bokopola baraba bakata sateka da sente di kalaba pada ribo soponde ke yabo shanda mana kaponde kesa ribo sopia li katanda yaba. Aha, aha, aha. In Jesus name we pray. Something is coming out of somebody's womb. It was the enemy that put it there in the dream. Yes, that's the fire of God burning in that womb. Let's be released from that bondage right now. Masekatendaya boshende.
Every power searching for my face in demonic mirrors. Can you shout that loud and clear? Your time is up. Down. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is supposed to pray this one with violence. Don't keep quiet. Basikate sependeke ya boshanta. Aha, 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 aha. Yes.
Masakaya boshendera boko senteraba.
Yes. Aha, aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray.
There are some people here. This week, every day of this week, will bring you mighty testimonies.
Can you shout this louder than anyone here? Wickedness of the night. A sign against my life. Expire! In the name of Jesus. Command the wickedness of the night to expire. Something must happen in your life today. Jesus. Jesus.
Aha. 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 Aha.
Every load of darkness. Every luggage of darkness. In anybody's body, in the soul, in the spirit, catch fire, 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 catch fire.
Aha.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Aha.
Tonight, my Father, provoke your violent angels to fight for me.
Can I hear the sister saying that one?
There is a sister who needs to shout this loud and clear. I think the sister should try a little bit more tonight. Let me hear the brothers roar like thunder. Let your voice roar like thunder, brothers. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus.
Baseta kapola kandera basanda.
Enough is enough. There must be a fight. The violent angels of God must fight for you. Jesus' name we pray.
Say
tonight, every witchcraft bird fly against me. Shut down in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
That sister has been having trouble in the breast. Check it very well. Because the arrow has gone back to the senders. Don't allow the devil to put it back on you. Find a way to the altar very quickly. That's right. The powers that have been sitting on your backbone and physically pressing your womb. Look at what is happening now. That evil hand has withered. Father, I thank you for your children that you have healed. I cover their testimony with the blood of Jesus. Cover their miracles with the blood of Jesus. Your word says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By the word of your testimony, you are set free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat now unless you have a testimony to share with us. Those of you with testimony, remain where you are. That's right. But don't hide what God has done for you so that the enemy will not bring it back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Three prayers. The Bible says, while men slept, his enemies came. With violence and with fire. Please don't negotiate with these prayers. Every enemy that came while I was sleeping. Your time is up. In the name of Jesus, pray this prayer, beloved. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. That person that came out with the issue of blood, go and check your body now. That evil flow has stopped. There's somebody here today owing you quite a large sum of money. The Lord said, I should tell you that before next Sunday, they shall pay up what they are owing you. That's right. Say this again loud and clear. Pharaoh of my father's house, sink in the Red Sea. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare. Command the Pharaoh to sink. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Now with your two hands raised up, you will now decree this. Anti-prosperity chains. My hand is not your candidate. Break! In the name of Jesus. Break it. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. As we round our prayers, sing this song loud and clear. Then sings my soul. My Savior God to be, how great thou art, how great thou art. Blessed my soul. My Savior, your God, today, how great thou art.
How great thou art. How great. You are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name. You are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. We praise your name, Jehovah. You are the awesome God, you are the awesome God. I will praise your name, you are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. One more time, you are the awesome God, you are the awesome God. I will praise your name, you are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. We praise your name, Jehovah.
Before you leave this holy ground, I want you to begin to speak into the womb of this week that whatsoever is going to deliver must favor your destiny. Begin to speak now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let us share the grace in fellowship.